In the book of John, chapter 16, John chapter 16, your copies of God's Word, it says in verse 33, "In the world you shall have tribulation." Any of you going through a little bit of that now? A little bit of tribulation? I'll tell you what, I'll take small t tribulation any day. I'm glad that God has exempted us from the capital T tribulation period. For our Savior has taken the wrath to come. But he says, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Let's read it together. The last part. I have overcome the world. Christ has already won the war, and we are overcomers in him. And yet at the same time, there were some things that brought the Apostle Paul to tears as he was departing from the presence of the Ephesian pastors. And I would invite you to turn to Acts chapter 20 as we are looking in introduction to the 10 enemies of the church. There are more than 10, certainly, but read Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. Notice God's word as it reads, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves." Notice the divine order. We're to be watchmen, first of all, of ourselves. It's a lot harder to reflect and concentrate and identify error on our part first. But it says, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers." To feed the church. The word overseers, episkopos, to feed the church of God. That's the infinitive where we get the word pastor from. When you say Pastor John or Pastor Joe or you call a pastor by his name, you're actually describing what he does. And the infinitive, to feed, is where we get the word pastor from. He purchased it with his own blood. And then, of course, the Word of God tells us that he called the elders in verse 17 together. So the word episkopos, overseers, the word to feed, poimainein, and elders, presbyteros, is all referring to the same office, as he's referring to these men who were to care for the church of God, and it says he has purchased it with his own blood. "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them." You know, if the shepherd does not feed the sheep, they will die of starvation. That's why in verse 28, it says that we are to feed the flock. Teaching is needed, but the pastor also needs to protect the flock from wolves, verse 29. So the sheep can be affected adversely through improper nutrition or improper protection. In this lesson, we want to look at the 10 enemies that are facing the church today in obedience to the command that Paul gave to the believers at the church at Ephesus. Enemy number one is false teaching. You know, Peter spoke about the danger of false teaching as well. In the book of 2 Peter chapter 2, 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1, notice the admonition. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1. "But there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers." This is just one of several reasons why I believe we do not have prophets today. Notice Paul says, past tense, there were false prophets, but in the future, there are going to be false teachers, you see. There are many that claim to be prophets today, and of course, they're adding to the Word of God, aren't they? But notice, it says, privately, they shall bring in damnable heresies. Why damnable? Because their heresies damn men's souls to destruction. They even deny the Lord that bought them. That's a good verse, a good proof text for unlimited atonement. Christ atoned for the sins of the entire world, denying the Lord that bought them. Yes, even Christ died for the sins of those that reject him. Of course, they do not appropriate that grace, do they? And they bring upon themselves, through their rejection, swift destruction. Now, we as believers need to speak the truth in love. Sometimes we don't do that as good Bible believers. We sometimes speak the truth with hatred or animosity, but there's that balance. Jesus Christ was full of grace and truth. We're to speak the truth in love, having a loving spirit. A true teacher speaks the truth in love, but false teachers speak lies. You know, a lot of people are concerned about what they eat. I run into individuals that are greatly concerned about what they eat, and rightly so. After all, would you drink a glass of gasoline? I recently heard about a wife that gave her husband small amounts of antifreeze in his orange juice in increasing increments, quantity. I'm told, don't ever leave antifreeze in a bowl because pets love it. It's sweet to the taste. Now, take my word for it. Don't try it, okay? But it'll kill anybody that drinks it. But you wouldn't want to drink a glass of gasoline or antifreeze. You remember the Tylenol pills and the Tylenol scare where someone had the jar labeled Tylenol, but they laced the pills with dangerous chemicals. Such is the nature of false teaching, you see. Promising many things, but deadly consequences. A good pastor needs to feed the church with healthy teaching. One of the things that impressed me about Central Florida Bible Church when I first came back in the mid-year of 2000 were the elders that I had the opportunity to get to know. Some of them are not here. Some of them are sick or are not able to be here. But some of the elders that were in the original board are here tonight. But I was impressed with their desire for the truth of God's Word. I was impressed with how they went item by item, line by line, through the church doctrinal statement and searching the scriptures. And I knew that Central Florida Bible Church was to be a church that was founded upon the Word of God. We wanted to be a Bible church with the Bible as the centerpiece. I've been in churches where you almost had the impression that the Bible had to be kind of slipped in on the side because people were more interested in activities and announcements and other things that might be considered good in and of themselves, but wormed out the Word of God. And I'd hear comments from my elder council, and they'd say, Pastor John, you make sure you've got plenty of time to preach. We've got to make sure that we've got the centrality of God's Word there. And I was just impressed by that. And that was one of the things that led me to come to Central Florida Bible Church. Men and strong women at their side that loved God's Word and believed in the truth of God's Word. But then, you know, you look at what's going on with false teaching today, and you watch television, you see the radio, magazines, books, the internet, false teachers in pulpits today, schools of higher learning destroying the faith of so many. And we really need to be concerned about all of these things. You know, let me just give you a few examples of the false teachings that we see today all around us. All men someday are going to be saved and everybody's going to go to heaven. Universalism is greatly taught in the Central Florida area. Another is, well, a loving God would never send anyone to hell. Well, one of the reasons why we have had the DVD series, The Way of the Master, and there's another intermediate study that we're probably going to have 3 or 4 months down the road, but it teaches us to understand the pernicious doctrines. But you know, the Word of God says that God doesn't really send anyone to hell. It's man who consigns himself to hell when he rejects the only remedy that is available, salvation through Jesus Christ. And if the doctor gives me the medicine and says, this is what you need to cure yourself, and I just backhand the medicine and refuse to take it and say, well, I'm going to practice visualization, and I'm just going to see the cells of my body defeating the disease and all of this New Age nomenclature. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to suffer the fruits of my own demise, and quite frankly, it's going to be my choice, you see. Well, Jesus has the medicine. How about this one? Jesus Christ was the greatest angel that God ever created. You know, that started, we're studying it in Sunday school through the book of 1 John, old time Gnosticism that taught that all matter was evil. It's actually spawned by Socrates and entered into the Gnostics and then into the church. John fought it. Paul fought it. Peter fought it. And that taught that Jesus Christ was a God. Because if he took part in creation and matter is evil, he had to have been a lesser God than God himself, you see, who is spirit. And the false doctrine, it became Arianism in the church, and from Arianism, it turned into Watchtower Society, Jehovah false witness theology. We see it all around us today. Another form of false teaching, we need to keep the Ten Commandments in order to be saved. You've been studying the way of the Master, and you've been studying the Bible most of your life, most of you. You know very well that the Ten Commandments were never given to save us. The Ten Commandments were the schoolmaster, the tutor, the pedagogos that God used to demonstrate our need for salvation, our need for cleansing. And the sacrificial system of the Old Testament pointed to that one who would ultimately take away the sins of the world. But yet people put the cart before the horse today. Many churches, virtually all of the religions of the world, teach that man can save himself by his own moral teachings. Then there are others that teach it's possible for a person to fall into sin and lose their salvation, what we call Arminian theology. We need to be careful. You know what needs to be our attitude whenever we hear any kind of teaching? Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. Look it up. Acts chapter 17. I like the disciples of Berea. I think they're a lot like the disciples at Central Florida Bible Church. Here it says, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. And you know, I believe that in my heart. I can preach the Word of God, and I'm thankful that I've got men and women that are standing for the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. I've been in churches where I preached the Word of God, and they didn't like it, and they didn't want to hear it. And you've probably maybe even attended some of those churches in times past. Or else you attended a church where maybe the pastor left and they got somebody else that came in and he wasn't preaching the whole counsel of God and he was using the same nomenclature, but you know what should go click was going clang, and you found out that he may have been a liberal in sheep's clothing. But it says here, readiness of mind. And notice, they searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. Be men and student of the Word of God. And study the Word of God. Don't be poisoned by false teaching. Now, I'd like to close our thoughts just by taking you to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. We're living in a day where people in pulpit committees, churches in pulpit committees, are afraid of doctrine. They're afraid of losing their people and losing their ability to pay their high mortgage payments. And they're afraid of not being able to keep up their facility. So they tell the pastors, don't be so negative. Try to be optimistic. This morning, Jimmy and I were listening to a clip, Larry King on YouTube with Joel Osteen, and how he redefined and backpedaled on the subject that Christ was the only way to salvation. And it was a sorrowful, sorrowful situation. People today are afraid of offending. But notice what it says in verse 18 of Matthew 28. All power is given unto me in heaven and the earth. You know, when I preach the Word of God, or when any one of our Sunday school teachers teach the Word of God, be you a lady or over children, or be you a man over teenage boys, or whatever, when you preach, the Bible says, if any man speak, let him speak as having the oracles of God. We have our authority through Jesus Christ. Whenever we share our faith, fear not, you have the authority, the power unto me in heaven and in earth, it says. He says, go ye therefore, teach all nations. That's the word, make disciples. It isn't just giving a lesson, but it's a lifetime of discipleship. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And then notice, please, verse 20. And circle it 100 times and commit it to memory. It says, teaching them to observe all things. Did you know that there is no truth in God's Word that is non-essential? It's amazing how people say, well, we just want you, preacher, to preach the essentials. Because, you know, we have a multiracial, multi-ethnic congregation, and we want you to just kind of preach the essentials where people find commonality. Because we love each other and we want to be united, and we just want you to kind of recognize that. I speak with pastors and hear those things. And then I look back and I thank the Lord for Central Florida Bible Church that we desire to hear the Word of God. And it says here, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Not just the essential doctrines. And it says, lo, I'm with you always. I say those words over the internet tonight to some new preacher, young preacher at a seminary that perhaps is fearful in delivering the whole counsel of God. Listen, you have Christ's authority. He is with you always. Preach the Word. You know, you look at the book of Acts, rather, the early church, and it says here in chapter 2 and verse 42, the early church, Acts 2:42, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. And right teaching produces the right kind of fellowship. You don't have fellowship by avoiding doctrine. You have true biblical koinonia by the observance of God's Word. We are to contend earnestly for the faith once delivered unto the saints. I like the story, and I've shared it in the past, a little boy who was in a Sunday school class, and the teacher said, do you know what false doctrine is? And the little child said, yeah, that's false doctrine is when the doctor gives the wrong kind of medicine to his patient. That's false doctoring. Well, the teacher meant false doctrine, but she started thinking and said, you know what, that's really true. When we give the wrong prescription, and there are many that are doing that from the pulpit, let's be faithful and let's preach the truth of God and give the right prescription with the right label on it to those who need to hear the truth of God's word. Let's pray. While our heads are bowed and eyes are closed, what are you doing about doctrine in your home? Are you protecting your children? What about your grandchildren? Are they standing for the truth? Do they attend a church that's giving the truth of God's word out? Oh, we need to be in prayer that we'll raise champions for Christ in these last days. Put that on your prayer list. Father, thank you for this time as we go to prayer. And may, Father, these words challenge us, as brief as they are, but, Lord, nonetheless very important. And, Lord, may we always, as Central Florida Bible Church, build our ministries upon the centerpiece of God's Word, once delivered unto the saints, once for all. In Jesus' name, amen.